True, the same is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum and welcome. You're listening to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about Arba'een in Islamic culture. So be with us.
Assalamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
But first, we look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 16th of Safar, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Shahrivar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of September, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we select some verses of the Holy Quran to listen to, and then we'll learn more about it for today. Surah Al-Hijr, verse 75 to 77. We're going to listen to.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Inna fi dhalika la'ayatin lil mutawassimin.
Indeed, in that are signs for those who discern.
وَإِنَّهَا لَبِسَبِيلٍ مُقِيمٍ.
And indeed, those cities are situated on an established road.
إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
Indeed, in that is a sign for the believers.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
The blissful Quran here draws ethical and educational conclusions. It implies that there are various signs for the wise in this didactic biography for those who wisely draw their own conclusions from every single symbol, collect facts from every allusion made, and learn from every note what is to be learned. Some Islamic quotations indicate that the objective of applying the term who by tokens do understand is the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his family, and his Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all.
أعظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بأبي الأحرار سيد الشهداء أبي عبد الله الحسين وجعلنا من المنتظمين بمصابهم مع إمامهن منصورهن من آل محمد.
As I told you, we're going to speak about Arba'een in Islamic culture. As you know, 40 days after the great incident of Ashura and the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, and his faithful companions, the caravan of prisoners of this great tragedy returned to Karbala. After a long time of captivity, hardship, and alienation, now the survivors of that epic and heroic uprising had come to the holy shrine of their loved ones to once again see the scene of that cruel crime and mourn for them. With this description, these apparently captives, who were led by Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, and Lady Zainab, peace be upon her, were proud of their martyrs because with vigilance, courage, and tact during this time, they were able to convey the enlightening message of this divine uprising to the ears of the people.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about one of the significant religious events in the Islam world, which is called Arba'een. What is Arba'een? Arba'een is a significant religious event observed by Shia Muslims, marking the 40th day or the 40th day of martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. So who is Imam al-Hussein? Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the grandson of the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad. So Arba'een is a major pilgrimage that takes place in the city of Karbala, Iraq. Millions of pilgrims from the Islamic Ummah around the world gather to commemorate Imam Hussein's sacrifice and express their devotion to this holy and noble Imam. The social aspects of Arba'een are profound. The pilgrimage fosters a sense of unity and solidarity among participants, transcending borders, languages, and cultures. Pilgrims often walk long distances, sometimes barefoot, towards Karbala, forming massive processions known as ziyarah. This journey promotes a spirit of communal support as pilgrims offer food, water, and shelter to fellow travelers along the way.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah. Dear brothers and sisters, in this part, we listen to a short part of Ayatollah Khamenei's speech on Arba'een. The leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran said, "The Arba'een walk is the power of truth. It is the power of the camp of Islamic resistance that causes millions of people to walk toward Karbala and toward Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. The peak of honor, self-sacrifice, and martyrdom. The lesson that Arba'een teaches us is that we must keep alive the memory of truth and the memory of martyrdom in the face of the storm of the enemy's propaganda." People from tens of countries participate in the Arba'een walk. We should try to strengthen the firm bond that already exists between Muslim brothers, the bond between Iraqis and non-Iraqis, the bond between Shia and the Sunni, and between Arabs, Persians, Turks, and Kurds. These bonds are a source of felicity. They are a sign of divine mercy. That which has created this bond is faith in Allah and love for the household of the Prophet and Hussein ibn Ali, peace be upon him. Arba'een March, more magnificent religious gathering in the world. This is the title of this part of today's special. There are different religions in the world, and more than 80% of the world's population hold religious beliefs and are bound by religion. Each of these religions and religious sects has its own ceremonies and rituals, and their followers have kept that religion alive by performing religious rituals and ceremonies. It can be said that one of the religious manifestations of religion is the gathering of followers and holding the religious rituals of that religion.
one of the biggest religious and spiritual ceremonies in Islam, which is held every year with indescribable passion and warmth, is the Arba'in March. Arba'in is the largest annual religious march and public gathering in the world. In this magnificent ceremony, Muslims and even non-Muslims from various Asian, European, African, American, and even Australian countries arrive in Iraq to be present in Karbala on the 20th of Safar, the month of Safar, and the day of Arba'in. The Great March of Arba'in from Najaf to Karbala is held with more enthusiasm every year. In the teachings of Islam, one of the signs of being a Muslim is to attend the shrine of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, on the day of Arba'in, and read the pilgrimage of Ziyara of Arba'in in that holy shrine.
We witness the largest gathering of human beings on the face of the planet in the land of Karbala. Millions of people from all walks and backgrounds, even from multiple sects and religions, have gathered in one land for one cause, and that is to honor the legacy of Al-Imam Abi Abdullah Al-Hussein salawatullahi alayhi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. However, we see that the media globally has not done justice to this event, because they know very well that if they put the spotlight on this ziyarah, on the Arba'in walk, this will transform millions of people around the world and attract them to the light of our beloved Imam. Despite the challenges, despite the lack of proper infrastructure, despite the security situation, we still find millions and millions of people going to the land of Karbala to honor the legacy of their Imam. This is the ziyara of Arba'in. As it has been narrated from Al-Imam Al-Askari that he said the following, Alamatul Mu'min Khams. The believers have five signs. The first one, Salatul Khamsin. The prayer of the 50 rak'ahs. Now sometimes in the Arabic language, you would round to the closest number. It's actually 51. According to other hadiths. But in this hadith, the Imam alayhi salam rounds the number. 50 rak'ahs, that's basically your wajib prayers, the 17 rak'ahs, and your nawafil, the mustahab prayers, which are 34, 17 plus 34, you have 51. This is a sign of the believer. Number two, wa ziyaratul arba'in, the ziyara of the 40th. Number three, wa takhattumu fil yameen, wearing a ring in your right hand. Number four, وَتَعْفِيرُ الْجَبِينَ, placing your jabin, which is your forehead, on the dust in your salah when you do sujood. That's a sign of the believer. And number five, وَالْجَهْرُ بِبِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ, in your salah, when you're reciting the bismillah, you recite it loudly, not silently. The Imam alayhi salam in this hadith states, these are the five signs of a believer.
Dear brothers and sisters, please keep us in your dua and supplication. We pray Allah for success of every Muslims in this world. Thank you very much for your time and في أمان الله.
اللهم اجعل محياي محيا محيا محمد وآل محمد ومماتي 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 ممات محمد وآل محمد.